It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
For the emergency break of the week.
Mickey? I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Greg in Louisville starts off some phone calls. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, I really don't like this move because I don't think...
Oh, dear.
Hello.
What do you want me to do, guys?
And boom goes the dynamite.
What's up, Greg?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we could try.
Hello.
Oh, we're gone.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
So we'll just talk
Hello.
Here as if
Hello.
We're really on.
You know, this team's just not that good.
And maybe we
Hello.
Are.
Hello.
Oh, we're on still?
Hello.
Okay, well, stand by then. We'll take some phone calls here real soon. We'll just continue
Hello.
Broadcasting here on the Sports World.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Bring us the emergency break of the week. We're going to give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. We're on the road today, the Do It for Durant golf tournament, their big 10th anniversary. You got the golf tournament this morning, Josh Abbott band tonight at Texas Live, and it all goes to the Do It for Durant Foundation. You can go to doitfordurant.com and bid on some of the great items to raise money for this really worthy cause. All right, to the e-break. Candidate number one comes to us from the invasion, one Donovan Lewis. He got a little crossed up during a live spot. He paused on the word control.
Oh, no.
Which he recovered, and then he stumbled through a phrase that I think we're going to hear a lot. This maybe will be the new drop that we get hung up on for the next couple of years.
This surely rings true, Matt. There's never a dull moment with our teams. We love this time of year, even the cold temperatures. We can't control the wins and the losses or the weather, but the great team at Maverick Windows is here to help you have your house comfortable. No
matter your house.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
Hire your house.
To keep your house comfortable no matter the weather.
That's right. We've seen the team at Maverick Windows in action.
Hire your house.
Yeah, we isolated that little part there. Go ahead.
Hire your house.
Have your house.
Have your house.
Have your house.
Have your house. Have your house. Have your house.
And as he said, yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, one more time all the way through.
This surely rings true, Matt. There's never a dull moment with our teams. We love this time of year, even the cold temperatures. We can't control the wins and the losses or the weather, but the great team at Maverick Windows is here to help you. Have your house comfortable. No
hire your
house. I don't know what I'm saying.
Hire your house.
To keep your house comfortable no matter the weather.
He did sing it. We've seen the team at Maverick Windows in action.
Hire your house.
Just like
your
you.
Hire your house. Hire your house.
All right, I want to hear that one more time, for the heck of it.
This surely rings true, Matt. There's never a dull moment with our teams. We love this time of year, even the cold temperatures. We can't control the wins and the losses or the weather, but the great team at Maverick Windows is here to help you have your house comfortable. No matter
your house.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Hire your house.
To keep your house comfortable no matter the weather.
That's right. We've seen the team at Maverick Windows in action.
It's such a short circuit of just something went, just snapped, and it just, hire your house.
Hire your house.
He's got the Viking helmet with the horns and the braids out of the back.
Hire your house. Hire your house.
Big opera.
Yeah, that's what the opera I want to go see, the Hear Your House opera.
Hear Your House.
Man, that's funny. Okay, there's Donnie. And you're going to have to just ride this out, have some patience here.
Okay.
But this is amazing. We've all been doing this show together for 30 years. We rarely talk over each other. We rarely have a disconnect to where we don't know what the other guy's talking about. I don't know if two of us were on LSD last Friday or what. I don't know if this is all on me for just a lack of explanation, and I do that sometimes. I just kind of skip over important details. But last week during the e-break, they had the, remember the cheese wheel line of humor on the invasion. So I was trying to introduce that, and as I did, I stopped and I said, oh, and by the way, Gordo, they were doing this story. You tried to do the story about the walk-in oven, and we claimed, hey, you've already done that. And it was actually when Peter Welton was in for you the week before. So I just took that time to say, hey, and by the way, you were right about that. You did not do that story. Peter did. But about this cheese story, and That confused Junior. I still couldn't explain it. You couldn't either. We can stop this at any time because it goes over a minute long.
It's bumper cars.
And it's real bumper cars, but I think now that we've had a week to think about it, I think it's really funny.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Gordo did the story about the oven walk-in.
He did. This is a different story. I said the cheese story.
Yeah.
And then he brought up the oven story again.
Wait, what's the...
But what? I thought we accused him of doing the oven story twice.
We did.
But you're saying he didn't do that twice, Pete?
No, Pete did it last Friday.
So what about the cheese story?
Well, that's a different story that I was...
I did that once.
That has to do with break number one.
But we didn't accuse him of doing the cheese story twice.
No, I just asked him...
You accused me of doing the walk-in oven story twice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I said, why are you saying
the first thing I said to you, don't try to add to the confusion, you mother Hubbard.
Don't make me laugh. Oh, my God.
No, I'm confused.
I'm not trying to piss you off.
Why did you apologize to him?
I didn't at first. I said, you remember the cheese story you did?
And then that just
reminded
me. And
then he brought up walk-in
oven. I said, is that the one where the walk-in oven at Walmart?
What?
Because I was making a joke about bringing up the Walmart walk-in oven story.
And I said, no, it's the cheese story, but about that walk-in oven, I should apologize.
Why?
I don't.
Because I didn't bring it up twice.
Who did?
Pete did the story.
Pete did the story.
That's what I just asked.
Yes.
But he said Pete did the cheese story.
We are not trying to do this.
He said. Don't.
Did I not just say that? I just said that.
Yeah, but somehow you're not getting what we're saying. I'm going to start over.
He didn't say that Pete did the cheese story.
Candidate number one.
He did after I asked him about it.
He said Pete did the walk-in story.
Man, we didn't get anywhere there.
Good Lord.
Like a minute and a half. And I still don't know if Junior knows what we're
Junior
talking
was,
about.
I think Junior was confused. He just didn't hear that. Because I followed you, what you were saying.
Right.
I threw a monkey wrench in there when you said, Gordon, you didn't do the cheese story, did you? I think this is the way this started. That was cut off at the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, is that the Walmart walk-in oven story? Which we had had a joke about me doing that twice, right?
Right, yeah.
Because the story had been done on the air. But you guys were confused on that because it wasn't me that did the story twice. Pete had done it when he was filling in for me.
And
then I did it not knowing that Pete had already done it.
Yeah.
So y'all said that I did it twice.
Yeah.
So then I was doing a callback joke about that confusion when you brought up the cheese story. I said, is that the Walmart oven story?
And all I remember
And you said no, and I apologize for the Walmart oven story because you actually didn't do it twice. And I followed it the whole way through.
I mean, seriously, if you just tuned in, you'd go, are they all three drunk?
Yeah,
what's going on?
That's the biggest mess I've ever heard is what happened.
I think all I was fixated on was the cheese story. And I think, and this is, again, before what we just heard, I think all I heard was him apologizing for the accusing you of the cheese story double up.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
but
where I got lost.
He was referring to my monkey wrench joke of, is that the Walmart oven story?
Okay.
Yeah. But that will always be known now as the cheese walk-in oven story.
Good Lord.
As candidate number two to the Musers. Okay. So we've got the big pickleball tournament going on, Brookhaven Country Club. The Hardline was there yesterday. Corby's all excited, just like you were at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, because there's Adrian Peterson. There's all sorts of sports celebrities that are going to be out there. So they're sitting down and talking to Adrian Peterson. So Bob is talking to him about his incredible year where, and I'm not sure if it was a particular game or the season where he went for 2,000 or what, but Bob brought up who was playing quarterback for the Vikings at that time. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us, and this is a bear trap of the highest order.
We're going to pop it. We're going to start popping them, but I didn't think we were going to end up with 296 yards, but I sit back and think about it sometimes, and it's like it was a blessing just to be a part of it.
You didn't have much of a quarterback right then, right? No disrespect to Tavarius Jackson, right?
Yeah, Tavarius Jackson.
Yeah. It just
– rest his soul. But, yeah, he passed a couple of years ago. But he was decent. He was decent, but we, you know.
I'm saying that day. There wasn't – I don't think the Vikings were passing the ball too much.
No.
They knew where to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
God.
Y'all didn't have much of quarterback then.
Well, nothing
but trash. Barely a human at quarterback. He's
rest his soul.
Rest his soul.
And, well, listen, back to it. I love Corby going,
way to go, Bob.
Way to go, Bob.
We're going to pop it. We're going to start popping them. But I didn't think we were going to end up with 296 yards. But I sit back and think about it sometimes, and it's like it was a blessing just to be a part of it.
You didn't have much at quarterback right then, right? No disrespect to Tavarius Jackson, right?
Yeah, Tavarius Jackson.
Yeah. It just
– rest his soul. But, yeah, he passed a couple of years ago. But he was decent. He was decent, but we, you know.
I'm saying that day. There wasn't – I don't think the Vikings were passing the ball.
No.
They knew where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying when he was still alive, though, he wasn't good then. I'm not saying – I wouldn't say it now. No disrespect. All right, yeah, that was for Peterson's game of 296 against the Chargers.
All-time NFL single-game record.
Yeah.
But not that impressive.
But Bob wanted to focus on, yeah, but quarterback.
Yeah, but he sucked.
You know.
Back before he was pre-dead.
Pre-dead?
All right. Not before he's pre-dead.
296 yards.
That is amazing.
An NFL game.
Golly,
it's
that's
not
amazing.
That big a deal. It was a lot of that was trash yardage.
Stop it.
All right. So is it the Donnie Hurry House?
Hurry House.
Hurry House.
The Musers cheese walk-in oven story or Bear Trap Bob? 888-787-1310.
This is a great race.
This is
right
a tough
here.
One here. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I've got two words for you, maybe three. Walk-in oven.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, boys, E-Break man, I think Donnie needs to cover ZZ Top at next ticket stop.
Oh, it's the Grange.
I hear you, house. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Donovan's speech impediment.
Okay, well, he doesn't have one of those.
Hurry your house.
We'll...
What kid was that?
I don't know. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Windows for my house, for my house, for my house.
This opera is going to grow. There's going to be more songs as the day goes on. Hello, you are on ticket radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, George, this is your cousin calling from Blue Sterrett.
Okay.
Hey, can you bail me out?
Can you vote?
Oh, yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald?
Okay. You use your one call from prison
That's
for
it.
That.
That's it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Hey, Musers.
Hey, who's this?
It's Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh, no.
Man, Bloody Murder Girl.
Who you vote for?
I vote for Bear Trap Bob. Bloody Murder!
Bear Trap Bob. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, good morning, George.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I don't know, just a wild guess.
Just crazy guess on our part.
Very wild guess. Well, good deal. I want to vote for Bob Killing Quarterback.
Okay. Thank you, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Bob didn't kill him.
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for the Musers, but George, you mainly led that one. Good job.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good day at school, and Merry Christmas. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the walk-in oven, cheese oven.
The cheese oven. All right. Thank you. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Hey, Job, it's Cruising Lido.
Hey,
I got to vote, but I want to just pre-say that the lady that lives with me does know how to drive, right?
There you go, George. Right?
Yeah,
George claims all women don't know how to drive. I don't either.
She's braking, she has a problem with.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. 888-787-13.
No, we're not going to take calls on it.
No, I do want to vote for Donnie.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
Hey, yes.
Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, I'm really confused here. Did you fire Barry Bunch once
or twice. I'm just
zero times.
We never fired Barry Bunch. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
And how are my sexy feathers doing this morning?
Oh, it's our old ticket sales guy.
Oh, it's Lollipop, your favorite no-arm stripper from Maximus Gentleman's Club in Wichita Falls.
All right.
Weird.
Old Nubjub knows I like to spin round and round. Give me the Muser's Carousel.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, Musers. This is the fake Piper again, and I'd like to vote for the monkey cheese.
Is that the Muser vote?
I guess.
Well, we have ourselves a winner.
Really?
Beat out Bear Trap Bob.
Beat out Hairy House.
And Hairy
House. And I thought the Bob thing was going to be an immediate victory.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. We'll make it through as much of this as we can. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Gordo did the story about the oven walk-in.
He did. This is a different story. I said the cheese story.
Yeah.
And then he brought up the oven story again.
Wait, what's the...
But what? I thought we accused him of doing the oven story twice.
We did.
But you're saying he didn't do that twice, Pete?
No, Pete did it last Friday.
So what about the cheese story?
Well, that's a different story that I was...
I did that once.
That has to do with the break number one.
But we didn't accuse him of doing the cheese story twice.
No, I just asked him...
You accused me of doing the walk-in oven story twice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I said, why are you saying
the first
I
thing
the
I said to you? Don't
twice.
Try to add to the confusion, you mother Hubbard.
Don't make me like, oh my God.
No, I'm so confused.
I'm not trying to piss you off.
Why did you apologize to him?
I didn't at first. I said, you remember the cheese story you did?
And then that just
and
reminded
then he brought
him.
Up walk
I
up
said, is that the one where the walk in oven at Walmart?
What?
Because I was making a joke about bringing up the Walmart walk in oven.
And I said, no,
twice.
It's the cheese story,
but we
about that walk in oven, I should apologize.
Why?
I don't...
Because I didn't bring it up twice.
Who did?
Pete did the story.
Pete did the story.
That's what I just asked.
Yes.
But he said Pete did
I
the cheese story.
We are not trying to do this.
He said... Don't.
Did I not just say that? I just said that.
Yeah, but... Somehow you're not getting what we're saying. I'm going to start over.
He didn't say candidate Pete number did one. The cheese story.
Candidate number
he,
one.
He did after I asked him about it.
He said Pete did the walk-in story.
Man, we have never, were we just getting old or something? We've never had a conversation like that before.
It's really
I don't
funny
think.
To listen to it.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess that's on all of us. Or?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask, is if this one won, who do I assign it to?
I'll take it since I apparently was the most confused.
Okay. Well, Junior,
we'll
that,
the junior.
If Junior wants to own that one, that will be your 56th E-Break win. You are now 81 behind the all-time leader, Norman E-Break Inception Hitzkus.
Okay.